The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 3rd Chapter, text number 26, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 1st, 1972, in Los Angeles.
O Brahmins, the incarnations of the Lord are innumerable rivulets flowing from inexhaustible sources of water.
So, incarnation of God, there is no limit. The example is given, just like there is no limit of waves in the ocean. Similarly, there is no limit of incarnation. Satya nidhi, nidhi means ocean. And satya means existence. And satya means also goodness. Satya nidhi. So, goodness here in this material world, there is the modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. But real goodness is in the spiritual world. Here, in the material world, the goodness is of course taken as the highest quality, but such goodness is liable to be infected by the other two qualities, passion and ignorance. It is exposed. And here also, goodness is also the cause of bondage in this material world. As passion is cause of bondage, ignorance is also cause of bondage. Similarly, the material goodness is also cause of bondage. So we have to transcend the material goodness also. Then, when we get stability of goodness, that is spiritual life. When it is disturbed by passion and ignorance, that means it is not yet perfect. Therefore, sometimes we find a student is doing everything nice, goodness, but he is attacked by passion and ignorance, and he becomes entangled. So, real goodness means without being attacked by the other modes, passion and ignorance. That goodness is in God. Hari Satya Nidhi. When you go to the spiritual platform, Satyam Visuddhyam, that spiritual platform is called goodness unaffected by other qualities. Satyam Visuddham. Visuddham means complete pure, no adulteration. So long we are in the material platform, the goodness is liable to be adulterated. Just like we purchase milk from the market or anything, there is adulteration. Although there are so many laws by the government, you cannot adulterate, you cannot do this, you cannot do that, but people's propensity is to adulterate. So you cannot get pure thing. The whole atmosphere is so polluted. Therefore, here, the so-called goodness also is the cause of bondage. Now I have become a Vaishnav. I have become now learned. And God is so clever that now you fight with this passion and ignorance if you are so good. And he falls a victim, you see. So, by pure devotional service only, you can remain in pure goodness. Otherwise, it will be adulterated. Pure devotional service. What is a pure devotional service? Annavilasitasannam. No material desire, because desire is the cause. If I think, I am a brahmachari, but I am thinking of always sex or woman, they have been described in the Bhagavad Gita as cheater. Therefore, we have to think of Krishna always. Otherwise, as soon as there is little loophole, Maya will enter immediately and make your goodness adulterate. Marcha abhyabhicharini bhakti yogena jaya sevate. Abhyabhicharini bhakti yogena. Without any adulteration. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service, without any adulteration. Ma jabhya vicharini bhakti yogena ja sevat. Sagunan samati tarita. Gunan, plural number. Gunan means this material world, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Three kinds of qualities. He can surpass these three qualities of material. Sagunan samati tarita. Brahma-bhuvaya kalpate. At that time he becomes completely spiritualized. His spirit soul, everyone of us, we are spirit soul, part and parcel of God. But we have been now covered by the material qualities. So the example is given, I think I have several times recited this example. When the spirit soul is separated from God, just like small sparks is separated from the whole fire, falls down. What is the sound? So the sparks falls down on the ground. So there are three possibilities. If the sparks falls on dry grass, then immediately there is little fire, because grass is dry. And if it falls down on the green vegetation, then it is not immediately extinguished. There is little heat. But if the sparks falls down in the water, then immediately extinguished. So as soon as we are separated from God, we are all parts and parcels of God. Separation means when I want to imitate God, I want to become exactly, because enviousness, due to enviousness, Ichha desha samuthena. When you become envious, oh God is enjoyer. So why not I become an enjoyer? Yes, God says you become enjoyer. So then he falls down in this material world. So if he falls down or contacts the mode of goodness, that is considered the fire spark falling on dry grass. Dry grass means, goodness means one who is situated almost on the spiritual platform. Just like the Brahminical qualification. Truthfulness, controlling the senses, controlling the mind, simplicity, full of knowledge, practical application of knowledge in life, and completely faith in God. That is Brahminical qualification. Satta samadama titi kyar java jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma sabhava. And passion means strong desire to enjoy this material world. Generally the kings, the politicians, they are very much passionate to encroach upon others' property, other nations, like that. And ignorance means they are neither passionate nor good. All I let me eat something and sleep, that's all. That is ignorance. They are satisfied if they get good opportunity for sleeping. That's all. That is ignorance. So these three qualities are there within this material world. And one has to transcend these three qualities. And that can be done. Anyone can do that. Krishna does not say that only the person who is in goodness, who has the Brahminical platform, he can be engaged. Actually, he can be engaged, not in the passion. But if you be engaged in devotional service, then immediately you transcend all the qualities. You become more than Brahmin. Vaishnava means he is transcendental to the Brahminical qualities also. But if you do not maintain even Brahminical qualities, then where you are Vaishnava? Now to become a Vaishnava is not so easy thing, because it is transcendental to the Brahminical quality. But it is very easy. Lord Chaitanya has made it easy, provided you stick to the principles. If you simply chant regularly, Hare Krishna, this is the special facility for the people in this age, you can remain steady in transcendental position. Cheta darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nidbhavam. As soon as you remain in the offenseless chanting platform, immediately you become transcendental to these material qualities. Very simple. You don't require to study Vedanta. And the Vedanta is there. It reveals. Jasya devi parabhakti, jatha devi tatha guru. Tasya ete katitha artha prakashanti. The Vedanta philosophy will reveal automatically. You haven't got to study. But provided you have got unflinching faith in God and spiritual master, all this Vedanta knowledge will be revealed within you. Jasya devi parabhakti, jatha devi tatha guru. Guru Krishna Kripa, Chaitanya Charita Amrita, it is said, that you can make advancement in spiritual life by the mercy of Krishna and Guru. You don't try to overlap Guru and get Krishna's mercy immediately. That is not possible. That is not possible. You have to go through the proper channel. Anyone who is thinking that I shall make spiritual advancement without Guru is wrongly thinking. It is not possible. Just like if you want to see a big man, you have to go through the servant of that man. They have to take permission. The servant may say, sir, such and such man wants to see you. He's a very nice man, appears to be a good man. Oh, the master says, he's a good man, all right, bring him. By the recommendation of the servant. Therefore we sing daily, jasya prasadada bhagavat prasada. By the mercy of Guru, immediately we become get the mercy of God. Jasya prasadada bhagavat prasada. Jasya prasadada nagati kutopi. Jasya prasadada. By if Guru is not satisfied, then nagati kutopi. He has no gati. Gati means advancement. He has no advancement. Dhyayam stubham tasya jasasti sandha. Therefore, this good master, saṃsāra dāvānara, we have to sing. So, God's incarnation, here it is said, there are many incarnations. So, Guru is also incarnation of God. Mercy incarnation of God. Guru means that God is within you, Chaitya Guru. The Guru or the spiritual master within your heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhese arjuna tishtati. So this Paramatma is also incarnation of God. And the same Paramatma, when he comes before you, being very much merciful upon you, to teach you from outside, that is Guru. Therefore, it is said, Sakshad Haritena Samasta Shastrai. Guru is the mercy incarnation of God. Sakshad, direct. Haritena is Hari, God. Samasta Shastra. It is not that somewhere it is stated, somewhere it is not stated. No. In all Vedic literature. Sakshad Haritena Samasta Shastra. Ukta. Ukta when it is said. And Tatha Bhavata Eva Sadhvi. Sadhvi, those who are real devotees, they accept this. Yes? Guru is exactly representative of Krishna, mercy representative. But from the Guru's side, a disciple must respect Guru as God. But Guru should not say that now I have become God. Then he is immediately fallen. If Guru says, I am incarnation of God, so you simply worship me. So many things are going on. Mayavad philosophy, there is no difference between God. But a real Guru says that I am servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of God. Gopi vattu pata kamali udasa dasa dasa anudasa. Real Guru will never claim, although he is given the honor of God, but he does not claim, never claim that he is God. He always claims that I am the most fallen servant of God. This is the position. So, as there are incessantly waves of the ocean, you have seen when you go to the beach, all is 24 hours there were. Similarly, incarnations are also coming. Why not? There are innumerable universes, not one universe. We have studied in the Brahma Samhita, jasyaika nishyasita kalam athavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha. Jagadannanath. Jagadanna means universe. So, in each and every universe, there are the Natha, the controller. Natha means controller. The Brahma, Lord Brahma. So, just imagine, through the inhaling and exhaling of Mahavishnu in the cause I was saying, so many universes are coming up. And each and every universe, there are so many planets, and it requires to preach the glories of the Lord. So just imagine how many incarnations are required to enlighten the people in each and every universe. As we are trying to forget Krishna or God, we are all sons of God, but God cannot forget us because we are sons. God is trying to reclaim us. He is coming, Krishna is coming personally to canvas. So why you are rotting here? Why didn't you come? You just surrender and be happy. No. I shall work here. That's all right. So, working, beginning from Brahma down to the hog, they are trying to be happy by working themselves. But they will not surrender to Krishna. But Krishna wants them back to home, back to God. Therefore, he says in the Bhagavad Gita that sarva-dhanman parityajya māmekam saraṇam braja. Aham tvā sarva-pāpebhyo mokkhayiṣyāmi. Māsucho. You have committed so much sinful activities during your material existence. There is no limit. But if you surrender unto me, I immediately make you immune from all reaction of your sinful life. Immediate. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he met Jagai Madhai, you know the story, their life was sinful. What is that sinful? That illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. This Jagai Madhai. They were born in a nice Brahmin family, but due to bad association, they became drunkard, prostitute hunters, gambler, and meat eater. So, they are simply creating disturbance. So these people will create disturbance. The whole world is disturbed. Why? Because it is full of the sinful men, drunkards, woman hunters, gamblers, and intoxicants. The whole world. And they are expecting peace. Nonsense. Where is peace? First of all, educate them to become sinless. Then you talk of peace. There cannot be peace. So, these two brothers were creating disturbance on the street. And there was a crowd. Lord Nityananda saw the crowd and inquired from person, what is this crowd? Now Nityananda and Haridas Thakur were out for preaching. So people informed that there are two brothers, most sinful, and they are creating disturbance, so there is crowd. So immediately Nityananda Prabhu said, why not deliver these two brothers? Immediately. Then it will be a great credit for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is preacher. He is thinking the credit of the master, not for himself. He risked his life. And the Jagai Madhai brothers hurt him on the head by throwing a stone. So blood also came out. But still, they said, all right, it is, all right. You have hurt me. Blood is oozing out, that doesn't matter. You chant Hare Krishna. That is preaching. Not that I remain safety and chanting Hare Krishna. No. We have to go out, meet the Jagai Mata. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Because the world is full of Jagai Mata. So, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry because these people, these two brothers, injured Nityananda Prabhu, so he became fire-like. You should be fire-like when a Vaishnava is insulted. Not that at that time Tinade Vishunichena to become straw. No. You should be fire when Vishnu and Vaishnava is insulted. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this example. He became very, very angry. I shall kill these two brothers immediately. Nonsense. So Nityananda Prabhu went to tell, oh my dear, sir, this time you have promised not to accept any weapon. In your incarnation as Lord Ramchandra, you took weapon. As Krishna also, you took weapon. But this time, you wanted to deliver these poor souls, so don't kill them. Excuse them. Accept them. This is Nityananda Prabhu's business, Guru's business. Lord Chaitanya simply asked them, now, they also in the meantime fell down on the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, that you are so sinful, you have done wrong, kindly excuse us. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made one condition, that your life is full of sinful activities. So if you simply promise that I shall not do anymore, then I can accept. So they said, sir, I will not do. We will not do anymore. This is required. When you are initiated, you promise no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. And if you do privately all these things, then what kind of man you are? Don't be cheater. Be plain. When you promise that we shall not do these things, don't do it again. Then you remain in goodness. That's all. Nobody can disturb you. And if you pollute yourself silently, then this goodness will go on. So this is the warning. Once you are initiated on the promise that you shall not do this all nonsense, then you remain perfectly in goodness. Māmi vaja prapadyante māyāmi tāṁ tarante. Māyā cannot do anything. But if you cheat yourself, cheat your spiritual master, cheat God, then you will be cheated by Māyā. Thank you.